As Republican and Democratic Florida lawmakers push criminal justice reform bills through both chambers, law enforcement groups published a report they say legislators should contemplate. The Florida Sheriffs and Police Chiefs Associations are trying to prove low-level drug offenders are violent. Walton County Sheriff Mike Adkinson is former president of the Florida Sheriffs Association. Now he's chairing a group that published a recent report the Sheriffs Association says, quote, debunks the myth that drug offenders in state prisons are nonviolent.
There is this debate in Florida now about either incarceration or rehabilitation. We think that's a false dichotomy. We think it should be both. They go hand in hand.
The report was published by the newly launched Florida Sheriff's Research Institute. The numbers Adkinson shows paint a picture that those convicted of drug offenses also have previous forcible felonies on their record.
In fact, these are people who have been committed to county jails 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 times before graduating to the Florida penitentiary.
The report reads 85% of the nearly 11,000 inmates the Research Institute looked at have previous violent felonies. Among the criminal justice reforms being pushed this session are some allowing judges to depart from mandatory minimum sentences for low-level drug offenders, and some allowing incarcerated people to use more time earned for good behavior to knock time off a sentence. Republican Senator Rob Bradley backs the bill concerning mandatory minimums.
For instance, if the defendant is an addict who shows potential in life and is able to demonstrate that to the court could fashion a sentence where probation is more appropriate than spending 7 years in prison. And we could perhaps reclaim a life rather than send that individual to a life that is very expensive for taxpayers and will not have a lot of hope for the future.
That was Bradley advocating for the proposed reform before it was sent to the Senate floor. His bill wouldn't apply to drug offenders who have a prior forcible felony or who possessed or sold fentanyl. Bradley says low-level drug offenders serving lesser sentences pose no threat.
What we now know is we can divert low-level drug offenders from state prison and it won't negatively affect public safety. In fact, it may make us safer.
Representative Diane Hart backs a House bill looking to increase the amount of gain time inmates can use to reduce their sentence. She heard the Law Enforcement Association's arguments firsthand and gave a rebuttal as soon as their press conference wrapped.
So what they're saying makes no real sense to me. Figure out how do we get some of these folks out of our system to make it safer for their correctional officers. We have a turnover that's unbelievable. It's unsafe.
Asked about the ailing state of the Department of Corrections and whether he sees any value in attempts to thin the bulging prison population, Adkinson had this to say.
Failure to do the right thing because it's expensive is an abdication of leadership. So that doesn't fly with me. At the end of the day, it is expensive. There are fundamental changes that needs to be applied to both community-based supervision and the Department of Corrections. But I don't think that we have the moral authority to say it's too expensive to do the right thing.
Bradley has previously said the reforms he's pushing aren't about money.
I'm not advocating for this bill because I think it's a way to save money. I'm advocating this bill because I think this is the right thing to do. I think that judges should be allowed to be judges in these particular circumstances when you're dealing with drug crimes.
Reading the Sheriff's Research Institute's report and hearing Adkinson talk about it might give the impression the group is opposed to criminal justice reforms proposed this session. But when asked which legislation he disagrees with, Adkinson said his report isn't about opposition to any proposals.
I'm not actually opposed to anything. What I'm trying to do is make sure that all our representatives, senators, and the general public have the facts so that when they make public policy, that it's not based on opinion.
The Institute's report makes reference to, quote, advocates for eliminating mandatory minimum sentences and characterizes their view that drug offenders are generally nonviolent as incorrect. Bradley's bill allowing judges to depart from mandatory minimums is awaiting its second reading on the Senate floor, which will likely happen Wednesday. Game time bills in both chambers have yet to get a hearing. I'm Ryan Daly.